And now, James Gravel.
In several previous presentations, we discussed the benefits of pain and suffering. For example, suffering can help us realize the gruesomeness of sin. At the beginning of human history, sin was, in a manner of speaking, crouching at the door. When Adam and Eve opened that door, devastating effects descended upon the first couple and their offspring. Death, with all its attendant evils, entered the human environment because of man's rebellion against God. We should fervently desire to save ourselves from this crooked generation. Acts 2 verse 40. While we cannot escape the physical consequences of sin here and now, we can refresh our souls with divine forgiveness. When we do that, life becomes immeasurably easier and suffering becomes more bearable. But only faithful Christians have access to the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4 verse 7. Suffering should sharpen our awareness that this earth is not our permanent home. Peter encouraged early Christians not to despair by reminding them that they are sojourners and pilgrims upon this earth, 1 Peter 2, verse 11. The ancient patriarchs confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth as they looked for a better country, a heavenly one. Hebrews 11, 13 through 16. In Revelation 21, 3, the Apostle John described in unforgettable language the destiny of the righteous when this world finally comes to an end. He said, "Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them." Paul referred to those who serve Christ faithfully as heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Titus 3 verse 7. James rejoiced in the fact that those who were rich in faith would be heirs of the kingdom that he promised to them who love him. James 2 verse 5. The writer of the book of Hebrews spoke of Christ as having become unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation. Hebrews 5 verse 9. Suffering should indeed remind us that this earth never was intended to be our permanent home,